Welcome to the first edition of our Alumni News Podcast, an exclusive interview with the firm's leading experts from our most exciting practice areas, available only to Plant Moran alumni. I'm Dawn Jinsky, and today I'm talking with Bob Palmer about our wealth management practice and how we help individuals and businesses. Bob, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Palmer, and I'm a partner with the firm, and I currently have responsibility for leading our wealth management industry. Maybe it would be a good idea to add a little bit of a fun fact in there. And over the last number of years, I've been working on a quest to try to play as many of the top 100 golf courses in the country as I can, although that can be a little challenging to fit in sometimes with our work schedule. But I've been able to make about 60 of those to date and hope to add a few more in the next couple of years. Dawn, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, unfortunately, I am not an avid golfer or a very good golfer at all, like Bob. But my name is Dawn Jinsky. I am a partner in the wealth transfer practice here at Plan Moran, and I've been at the firm now for 20 years. I'm married, and I have two terrific kiddos, a son that just turned 10 years old, and a daughter that is 13 and about to start high school, which is a little bit scary. And of course, we can't forget about the fur babies at home. I also have a four-year-old golden retriever named Harvey. Bob and I have a common interest, and that is the Michigan State Spartans. We're both graduates of Michigan State, and I think both of us attend as many sporting events as we possibly can get to there.
That is true, and I certainly wish I had a chance to meet Harvey at some point.
Oh, he's a fun little fur baby, so you would like him. So, Bob, let's talk about wealth management and just how much growth this practice has had, at least since I've joined the firm 20 years ago. I thought we could start by giving a quick overview of our services for our listeners.
I'd be glad to. And it's interesting that our history really goes back over 40 years. And, you know, it's really been a legacy that the firm as a whole has been incredible in building. And the growth goes back to all those generations of former Plant Moran partners and staff, and started with Frank Moran and Rick Dirksen and many others back in the mid-70s. But, you know, today when we talk about the assets, that's really talking about our investment practice, which is done through Plant Moran Financial Advisors. And it's a unique practice, really focused not just on investment management, but really on a comprehensive balance sheet planning. But with that, we do provide some very sophisticated investment implementation, whether it's using exchange traded funds, mutual funds, separate account managers, private placement vehicles, and also has a very robust alternative investment platform that we're able to bring to our clients. That's just a piece of it. We also have some very sophisticated insurance services, which are provided through Plant Moran Insurance Agency. And there we're able to help our clients implement various insurance solutions, primarily on the life insurance side. Again, these are done on a completely independent basis, where we're able to help clients get those policies implemented. We can also consult and review all kinds of existing policies that our clients may have and be able to provide them with some good objective advice. We also provide a lot of services to existing family offices. And think of the large families that have a staff that help with a lot of managing their family's finances. But we can act and come in and supplement pieces of those, whether it's as the outsourced chief investment officer or any other piece that they may not have the depth and capabilities to handle. And also, for clients who aren't quite at the level where they have their own family office but would like some of those services that are provided to family offices, we can come in and be that outsourced family office for them as well. Dawn, maybe it'd be good for you to talk a little bit about some of the other services we provide as well.
Absolutely. So the wealth transfer practice is the practice area that I am most involved in. And at the core, it begins with estate planning, but it's so much fun because we can get into so many things with clients, with estate planning really being our base. We do charitable or philanthropic planning. Oftentimes, we get into family education, working with their children, working with their grandchildren, doing investment education, estate planning education. We've even developed some really great games. So if you think about about how it's obviously challenging maybe to get children like my age, 10 and 13, engaged. We've found some ways to get them engaged and make it a great learning experience for them as well. With Closely Held Business Owners, we do business succession planning. So a lot of great things within the wealth transfer practice. In addition to this, about 17 years ago, we developed Plant and Brand Trust. And this was out of our need. We have so many amazing partners here at the firm, and they were being asked by their clients to serve as trustee in many capacities, sometimes existing irrevocable trusts they were creating or through their estate plan. And this was the firm's response just to provide resources and making sure that our clients were being served at the highest level in this regard. So Plant and Brand Trust can serve as a professional trustee for newly created trusts or within your documents for your estate plan ongoing. Bob, let's talk a little bit about institutional clients. We didn't mention that earlier when we were talking about service. What about them?
We did not, and that's a good point. Most of what we talked about was focused on families and individuals, but we were also able to take the high-level, sophisticated investment consulting services and provide those to institutions. The best way to think about that is think of people who are investing money on behalf of others. It could be trustees of a 401k plan. It could be trustees of an endowment or a foundation. But much of the same investment consulting services we have for individuals, we also providing for those kind of institutions. That's become a more significant part of our practice. And as fiduciary responsibilities have grown, we have found that those trustees are really looking for that independent support that we're able to provide.
And this is one of those other areas, I agree, that has had just tremendous growth during the time in kind of conjunction with the wealth management practice. In the past few years, we've also expanded our practice to include a focus on executives and fast-track professional clients. Can you tell us about these services?
Absolutely. It's something we have started to focus on in the last couple of years. And what we have found is that many of our clients that we were working with were high net worth and ultra high net worth families, but they had children who needed help. And so we began to build some services that were more targeted at that emerging affluent marketplace. And I'd think of that in two ways. Think of it as the younger generation of the family who might want to be served in a different way. And we structured some services to be highly technology oriented, a lot of video conferencing, and collaborating in a way that that generation wanted to. We also then took that and took a lot of the work that you referenced earlier, Dawn, around some of the family education and said, we're seeing more and more entities that are being owned, whether it's by an ESOP or multiple shareholders, and thought we can provide some education for those shareholders as to how to deal with this wealth and how it may change over time. And so we've built some really unique tools for entities that are owned by a multitude of individuals where we can help them with that planning around that ownership that they have and incorporate that into their really comprehensive wealth management plan.
I agree. In the family education space, it's amazing to me how many of our clients that we're meeting with and that, you know, they want the education on the basic investment fundamentals, but how they interact with their financial advisor is different than their parents. And so this is our, what we're doing with this practice area is really making sure that we're meeting their expectations of how they view their relationship with their financial advisor to be. Bob, what do you think makes our wealth management practice different than other financial advisors?
Oh, I'd love to talk about that. That's one of my favorite topics. You know, I think there are a couple of key items. And I think the first one goes back to the beginnings of our practice and one of the tenets that we built everything around, which was putting our clients' interests first. And so we've structured this practice right from day one where we could be seated on the same side of the table as our clients. We want them to know that every recommendation, every piece of advice we give them, that we're doing that with their best interests at heart. So much of the financial service world is filled with conflicts where people are getting compensated in many different ways. And we've built our practice where we're compensated only from our clients. And that allows us to be completely independent and objective and give them the recommendations and advice, again, that we think is in their best interest. So I think that is one of the largest differentiators. There's not a lot of other advisors that can operate in that exact same type of environment. The second piece of it really goes back to our connection with the overall accounting firm and the ability for us to provide really comprehensive services to those clients, whether we're bringing in people from the tax team, the consulting team, the assurance team, or all the different disciplines within wealth management. we are able to provide services in a much more comprehensive manner than a lot of our competition does because of that depth of resources.
And Bob, I've heard that referred to often by our team is connecting the dots, that we have the ability to connect the dots for our clients. I think for our clients, one of the most frustrating things that can happen to them is when they get advice, but then, on the heels of the advice, someone says, well, you also need to consult with your attorney and your tax, your accountant, and really just forcing them to make lots more phone calls in order to act on advice. Where with us, we connect the dots, meaning that we're able to connect even with their attorney, which would be outside of the firm, or other providers that are outside of the firm. It doesn't matter to us. We're looking to provide comprehensive advice to our clients that considers everything from their taxes to their investments to their overall estate plan and really be holistic in nature.
Yeah, I think exactly what you're talking about there, Dawn, that ability of bringing in a team of people, whether it's inside of Plante Moran, or as you mentioned, including some of the outside advisors, it's really that comprehensive team approach that we can help with clients. And many of our other competition tends to operate within a silo, and that is not something we do. We believe in involving whoever is appropriate from whatever part of the team to get to the best solution for our clients. And I think that's really consistent with our overall firm culture, which gets at doing what's right for your clients and treating clients the way that we would want to be treated ourselves. That's the golden rule. And incorporating that same firm culture overlay into our wealth management practices, again, something we've done from day one.
Yeah, I agree. So I have one final question for you, Bob. And as I thought and reflected on this, this was a really challenging one for me to answer. So I'm going to let you go first. What is your favorite thing about your career and as part of Plante Moran and wealth management?
I will try to hit a couple of the highlights. And I think the first one is really the people that are here. And today, as we're recording this, happens to be the exact day of my 31st anniversary with the firm.
Congratulations. I assume you started here when you were 10?
Exactly. And thank you. Yeah, I might have been 12, but 31 years is certainly a long time. And I certainly wouldn't have been able to make it through that time if it wasn't for the great people. And I think everybody who's been at Plante Moran always talks about the people. But, you know, over 31 years, I've had the opportunity to work with some really incredibly smart, talented, fun individuals. And that has been a big part of the reason of why I've been able to stay here for 31 years. But the other part of that, too, is the ability to do the kinds of things that we are able to do for our clients. It's changed over time. And the firm being flexible and allowing us to make those kind of changes and being able to serve clients the way that we do, is another big part of the reason of why I've been able to be here for that entire amount of my career. I can't imagine being in some of the other firms and having to deal with some of the conflicts and not being always able to think about doing what's best for our clients first. What about you, Dawn? Love to hear what a couple of your items are.
So I oftentimes when I'm interviewing new staff or candidates to join the firm, they ask, so what's a typical day? And it's interesting because I don't have a typical day, which is great for me. I'm constantly being stretched. You never stop learning here, which is one of the things I love about Plante Moran. But the other thing that really is important to me as well is, you know, when I was Michigan State campus, I still remember to this day, Mike Johnson, who's now a partner in our wealth management group in the Chicago office, was the one who interviewed me. And he asked me one of these questions about, you know, what is important for your career? And to me, it's constantly making a difference. I want to make sure that I'm making a difference somewhere. And for Plante Moran, I feel like I'm able to make a difference both for our clients, but also for our staff members as well. I recently became a part of the Women in Leadership Mentor Program and mentoring women and that are in this group. And it's been fantastic. And not only that, just with our staff. And so, as you said, Bob, it's all about the people and the interactions that you're able to have on a daily basis, whether it's with internally or our amazing clients. And so that's what just made it definitely a very fulfilling career here.
Well, you certainly are absolutely making a difference, Dawn.
Well, I appreciate that. And with that, it's a wrap on our first ever podcast made exclusively for Plant Moran alumni. For more information on our wealth management practice, go to plantmoran.com/wealthmanagement. Or to get in touch with us, click the links to our bios on the podcast page. Thanks so much for tuning in.